l'ont pas connu, immigrants, mais ce sont des orphelins. Leur mère s'en est allée, reste seule et chante, ils vous appellent.
Listening to ECR live from the Mission District, the Mission Cultural Center, and we have with us one of the producers of the Borderland Festival, Lisbeth. And can you introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been working with the festival?
Sure. The festival has been going on for 2 years now, so I've been somehow involved these past 2 years. My name is Lisbeth, and so I'm actually from both sides of the border. No sides of the border. So, yeah.
What inspired you to want to tell more border stories or gather people together to tell their stories about the impacts of the border?
Well, my friend Nacheli is also from Tijuana, and Andrea and myself had a class together, and Andrea's from Juarez, and so we've both experienced, all three of us have experienced the border, and within our conversations, because we were studying anthropology, comes, you know, the, I guess I'm going to have to look, the economic relations with the border that brings about a political border that therefore brings all these cultural ramifications and dislocations and displacements and stuff. So I guess within our conversations about that, you know, Andrea also shared, you know, the her interest in the issue with the women in Juarez, and the fact that they had Señorita Extraviada, and that was one good way of communicating with the public, which sometimes isn't necessarily recognized, that there are a great economic push and pull factors at the border that bring about, you know, I guess cultural borders and language borders and stuff. And then there's this whole concept of like inner city apartheid also going on, you know. And and I guess within our conversations, which were intrigued us to kind of like try to put together somehow a way to acquire films and then show them to an audience that, you know, doesn't necessarily have the opportunity to understand the border or Tijuana and the U.S.-Mexico relations. And so and then it just started from there, like, oh, you know, let's try to get some films, and what goes from there? Oh, I guess we have to get a place to show them, and then then came the artists and stuff like that. So
yeah, well, it's a great collection of things coming together here, and this is the first year that it's shifting into more media than just the film aspect. And so maybe you could just talk a little bit about that in terms of Mission artists kind of coming into the Borderland Festival and bringing into this a new more layers. Right. And you want to talk about how those groups came together to work on that?
Sure. Well, so in demonstrating these, you know, people express the fact that they have somehow sentiments or experiences or border issues, and that these two can be explored in an artistic sense. And, you know, some of the people in the collective now were, you know, just at the event last year and were interested, and have been collaborating with us a great deal, like Mabel and Josh, and they developed, you know, posters and website and stuff. And it's cool, you know, to get all these different perspectives, not just through art. I mean, not like through the different media that, you know, one can explore a border, but also the fact that we not all of us are from the U.S.-Mexico border, you know. But I guess pinpointing one aspect of a border kind of brought about a greater aspect of like of borders. And so the artists involved in the collective have, you know, made the festival grow in the way that it has, And so it's been a really, you know, I think it's been really cool that we've been able to collaborate and keep it a multidisciplinary thing. And I think the audience or whoever does come by and check it out benefits from not just necessarily seeing the films, but being able to be at a level with whoever is participating, so they're not just necessarily an artist, or they're not just necessarily an audience, or they're not just necessarily the viewer or whatever, but they're part of the experience themselves, you know, in interpreting the border.
Yeah, I'm part of the Video Activist Network and Indie Media, and I've found a lot from situations where if you just go out and screen something, it doesn't take it to that next level where you can set in it, create an environment where there's more conversation between the people, the creators of a film, for example, and the audience, and you can, if in special screening sort of settings, if you can begin a conversation after someone's seen some of the work, you know, there's so much more that comes out of it, and people get together and they start talking about new projects that they want to do related to those issues, or how even like the next kinds of artwork that they do has more impact on the issues that are maybe upsetting, you know, something that's coming in the art that may be coming from a place of wanting to see change happen. And so this environment that I think is being created for this festival, with it being a multi-venue event and hopefully bringing together different communities to learn about this issue, I'm really excited by it. And let's see, how can I take that into a question to ask you more about well, maybe you could tell us some of the films that are coming up in the next days, and some of the artists that we'll be seeing over the next days.
Sure. Well, tomorrow night we're going to have more of a serious tone in terms of documentary. We're going to have different genres, like I said, so you can experience these things in different perspectives. And amongst these are like serious documentaries, as the one that was shown tonight, Sueños Binacionales. But in Coyote, it's going to be more of a serious tone, and we're going to have a series of things to kind of set you up for an environment. Silent Cross was going to be shown, and then the other two nights were going to be more experimental genres, anywhere from just like video installation to just shorts to 15 minutes. And some of them are like mockumentary, like Guillermo Gomez Peña, and others are just exploring it with that, like a non-literal, non-verbal. Oh, Natives is another one that's coming up. It's really interesting. It kind of shows the other side of the border. So there's a, you know, the how can I say this? It's called Natives. So, and there's a bunch of people on the San Diego side of the border that have the xenophobic thing and the anti-immigration campaign and stuff like that, right. And you know, and they really feel this, you know, and it shows that perspective, and you see it, and you get pissed, you know, you walk away like, how can you, right? But that's the truth, you know, it's a reality, and it exists, you know, and so one must recognize it. And I like that the director didn't choose to screen it; he just kind of allowed it to develop, nice. And so we're just trying to like just punch it through different ways, you know, so yeah, people can experience it in those ways. The last two nights, Borderlandia, you know, we had the artist here was a very like very nice, I guess you can say more of a conventional art show, and along with the interventionalist art show with the Twin Heart Collective and stuff. And then
is that Susan Green's work?
Excuse me?
Susan Green is part of Twin Heart Collective.
Oh, Mabel okay. And Josh.
Okay.
And the last night, it's gonna be the third third aspect of the art component, and it's gonna be more of a conceptual thing. So at Galería de Raza, we're gonna try to create an environment that the audience can experience the border. So not you're going to show up to a film festival, but it's not going to be a film festival. It's going to be a non-conventional. We're going to set up in a way that kind of, you're going to Tijuana, you know? Like, welcome to Tijuana, welcome to Borderlandia, you know? And it's not just like this little film festival with a red carpet. We're going to have, you know, tarps and bucket seats and stuff like that, just to kind of play with that, you know? Because we are privileged in being able to do this and discuss these things and view films and stuff like that. But we have to recognize, you know, that what we're watching is this kind of, you know, these are the experiences. So we're going to focus more on the conceptual aspect of borders in the last two nights. And then tomorrow night it's just going to be film screenings.
Okay. Yeah. It's all really exciting. There's a lot of angles here to get involved. And one question, though, that I want to ask you is if you feel... I'm not sure how long you've been in the Bay Area, but I'm just wondering if working on these issues or even within your arts that maybe aren't directly related to these issues, do you find yourself interacting with diverse groups, or does your community, do you wind up... Are you able to find that you can mix the communities here, or do you find that your issues become something that I'm getting really complicated with this question, but like you want to discuss, let's say, through this festival, the border issues, and do you find that you're finding people to collaborate with that experience border issues from other areas, and that works to collaborate directly with them?
Right. Well, I think we're trying to, I guess, be resourceful, and being that, like, our experiences have been with the U.S.-Mexico border, but I think it's really important to, one, understand one's own experiences to then expand. And once one understands our own experience in terms of, like, neo-global economic relations, then one can pinpoint, oh, this is one part of the world, but within that, you know what I mean, there are borders created through our economic policy all over the world. And I mean, right now, as we're speaking, you know what I mean, there's atrocities going on because of these relations. And so, yeah, that definitely has come up, you know, and I think that the Bay Area is one of those wonderful places that you can network with people, and that people are interested, and they bring all these ideas to the table. So whereas initially, you know, the people working within the collective were like Mexico, you know, border relations, you know, now the people in the collective are not just that, you know, there's people from other ethnicities and from other experiences, but it's one way to illuminate, you know, a global reality. With, you know, and it's not in an abstract way. You know, we can talk about global relations and da-da-da, but unless we look at examples concretely, then I think it's more difficult to understand, and it just becomes a theory and less tangible, you know? So, I mean, we would have liked to, like, and I'm speaking for my own behalf, like, but in terms of the collectives, were we, you know? To include other aspects like the Israeli-Palestinian border, there's a lot of things that we should, but I think just because there's so much going on, one can get lost in all these things. So I think we're just trying to be resourceful in terms of saying, you know, these are the ones that exist, and these are the ones that we can illuminate, but, you know, let's definitely recognize that these things are happening across the world, you know, and then within that, you know, hopefully build, this is one way of people networking amongst each other to help, you know, maybe build a movement or something, and you know, percolate your inspired hope or whatnot. You know, this woman, was it Isabel, was talking, she went to the Green Festival, and she was saying, you know, there is hope, and she believes that there's hope. So that's kind of one way of, like, passing the torch, you know. So and I think we're just in the right place at the right time, because the Bay Area is, like, magnificent in that sense, you know. If I think if we were somewhere else, probably we wouldn't be able to illuminate or, like, discuss further aspects of, like, border issues or global policy, you know.
It's a very special place where all the ethnicities are able to work with one another and you know, on really meaningful levels, I think. And you mentioned that because other areas are not that favorable for that kind of interaction. And I'm just wondering, do you all have thoughts about trying to take the film festival to other cities or other areas to spread this kind of information?
Well, we did last year, actually. Last year, the film festival was in Tijuana, and it was in San Diego and Los Angeles, and then San Francisco. But that's just a lot. It was a lot of work, and, you know, it's a collective, so I think a lot of people kind of expect... It just takes time, and so... a lot of it is resources, and one can't, like, I mean, if one wants it to happen, you have to just have it in your heart to want it to happen. And so, I mean, we can't be over there, like, overseeing things and stuff like that. And it wasn't as big as in the other cities as it was up here, but it happened, you know, it existed and stuff. So, I mean, we're hoping that it can grow to that. But it's all about resources at the moment, you know, which we don't have.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is really pulling something off on a big scope. So it's like I feel like for the Borderlandia movement, it's really got a lot of potential from here. And thanks.
It's really positive to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. And we were really excited to bring the indie media crew here and set up the radio, so that we could open up the Indie Media Network more to the Latino voices. We really were reaching out because we want to get more collaboration happening with these communities in indie media as well. So I invite you all to post your stories to Indie Media, you know, when you can, or let us know more what's happening with things that you all are creating. So We can spread the great energy that's happening here.
Right on. Thanks.
Thank you. So this is ECR. We'll take a short break from here. And that was Lisbeth from the festival. And yeah, we'll just break with some music. And I think the gallery upstairs is probably kicking in. So we'll check out and see what's happening there. Thanks again.
Thank you.